You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really need a word, but you're dealing in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more. But blood makes noise, it's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges. Our website is thecommonsenseshow.com by the same name. And we are just about ready for our health segment. I wanted to read something to you if I can get it back on my screen. And let's see, here it is here. My Red List News partner and Jim White sent me this. And if you're in the Montana area, Kalispell, Montana to be particular, in that big, beautiful valley, Jim is putting something together there with David Morgan. As Red List News is hosting David Morgan tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at Sykes Diner. So if you're in that area, and I know we have a real sizable listenership up in that particular area because of Jim's connections, I would encourage you to go there. Again, that's tomorrow night at Sykes Diner at 6 p.m. So anyway, that's a little PSA I wanted to put out there. And we've got, the first 2 hours have flown by. I feel like I'm in a time warp here. But we're officially now in our health segment with Katie Whalen, our health reporter. And you want to stay tuned at the bottom of the hour as well when we'll be joined by Ted Brewer. Katie, what's new in health, and what are we going to talk about tonight?
Ooh, good evening, Dave. We have some very interesting articles I'm going to make listeners aware of tonight. And one of them is we've actually hit a couple of things in the previous 2 hours. So this one, this first story, comes from Investment Watch Blog, which is a great site. If anybody is not familiar with it, Investment Watch Blog. CDC admits 98 million Americans received polio vaccine in an 8-year span when it was contaminated with cancer virus. Well, this doesn't surprise me. It enrages me, but it doesn't surprise me. It says the CDC has quickly removed a page from their website, which was cached here on this investment. The link is on Investment Watch blog, which you can also get from my blog, theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. I'll have all these articles linked on my blog. It says, since removed by Google, so you can view the image of the cache here, there's a link, admitting that more than 98 million Americans received one or more doses of polio vaccine within an 8-year span from 1955 to 1963. I'm going to continue reading, but I want to stop here because to me that is a direct hit to the baby boomers. Because in order to get a vaccine, you were probably in second or third grade, fourth grade, right? I don't know what the age is. You were probably between 8 and 10 years old. So you were born in 1945. This started in 1955 and ran through 1963 when a portion of the vaccine was contaminated with a cancer-causing polyomavirus called SV40. It has been estimated that 10 to 30 million Americans could have received an SV40 contaminated dose of the vaccine. And then they have the link. Michelle Carbon, assistant professor of pathology at Loyola University in Chicago, has recently isolated fragments of the SV40 virus in human bone cancers and in a lethal form of lung cancer called mesothelioma. How many times have we heard of this mesothelioma? These attorneys' commercials, they went crazy starting about 10 right. or 15 years ago.
We've been inundated with that stuff on these class action lawsuits.
Yes, and they were blaming it on asbestos. Well, listen to this. He found SV40 in 33% of the osteosarcoma bone cancers, 40% of other bone cancers, and 60% of the mesothelioma lung cancers. Mm-hmm. So this kind of turns that whole asbestos thing, at least it makes you question what that was all about. So Dr. Michelle Carbone openly acknowledged HIV/AIDS was spread by the hepatitis B vaccine produced by Merck and Company during the early 1970s. It was the first time since the initial transmission took place in 1972 to 74 that a leading expert in the field of vaccine manufacturing testing has openly admitted that Merck and Company, their liability for AIDS. This doctor better watch his back. So SV40 is an abbreviation for simian vacillating virus 40, or simian virus 40, a polyoma virus that is found in both monkeys and humans. SV40 is believed to suppress the transcriptional properties of the tumor-spreading genes in humans through the SV40 large T antigen and SV40 small T antigen. In other words, the matter-of-fact disclosure came during discussions of polio vaccines contaminated with SV40. Dave, how do they get contaminated? We did cover this a while back in order to grow the antibodies, they grow them in the livers of these monkeys. When they extract the product they need, they're not testing for the hundreds of other viruses that are naturally occurring in these primates. So was it accidental? Or was it not accidental? I'm just throwing it out there. But it says...
Well, I have an answer, gang.
Yes.
I've already admitted in this show that I'm a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
As we talked to Pat Wood in the last hour. And I have no question this was done deliberately. And why? Because people like Ted Turner write in their documents and give in their interviews like he did to Audubon magazine in 1997 that we need to reduce the population of the earth to 500 million people.
And
I didn't say this. He said this.
Yes, but this has been, if it is, you don't have to wear a tinfoil hat anymore because a lot of this information is now coming out. So we can remove the tinfoil hats. We can throw the theories out there, and the theories are becoming facts because the doctors are coming forward. But what I'm hearing in this is that they've known about this for a long time. Obviously, if it was intentional, these were released in 1955 to 1963. Baby boomers. Who are the people, what's the majority age of people who are just rampant cancer victims right now, between the ages of 40 and 70, the baby boomers. So no surprise there, but it says, the matter-of-fact disclosure came during discussions of polio vaccine contaminated with SV40 virus, which caused cancer in nearly every species infected by injection. Many authorities now admit much, possibly most of the world's cancers came from the Salk and Sabin polio vaccines, and hepatitis B vaccines produced in monkeys and chimps. This continues on. I would suggest anybody go ahead and go to Investment Watch blog or go to my blog later tonight and read this. It's a fascinating and frustrating article. And you will learn quite a bit. Pass it on to your friends. But we're starting to get answers. You know, everyone's scratching their head. Why is everybody dropping with cancer? Well, because the information is finally coming out. You know, the truth, what is it, what's that saying? A lie will be halfway around the world before the truth ever gets its boots on. Well, we're at the boot phase right now because the truth is starting to come out. So another article I have here, U.S., and we did cover this tonight, USDA sued for violating FOIA, denying Americans the right to know the harmful effects of GMOs. This is from naturalnews.com by J.D. Hayes. A food activist organization has filed suit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture alleging that one of its agencies is in violation of Freedom of Information Act, the FOIA provisions, after failing to provide requested documents. This seems to be a reoccurring theme. This FOIA means almost nothing anymore. The Center for Food Safety, in its suit against the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, said the agency has ignored FOIA requests for records related to genetically engineered crops by unlawfully delaying responses and withholding public disclosure of information. As reported by Sustainable Pulse, the suit charges that APHIS has failed to provide timely responses to at least 29 separate FOIA requests or appeals. Imagine that. The suit is asking the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to order APHIS to promptly provide the center with requested information. And then the subtitle, Violating the Public's Right to Know. So APHIS, this APHIS, has a track record of irresponsible and inadequate regulation of genetically engineered crops. In the absence of thorough government oversight, public access to information about these crops becomes all the more critical, staff attorney for the Center of Food Safety. This lawsuit is necessary to stop APHIS from continuing to ignore its duty to provide the public with information that affects farmers, communities, and the environment. A Sustainable Pulse report, GMO crops have caused agronomic and environmental damage, including the transgenic contamination of traditional and organic crops. So now this is affecting organic crops. In addition, studies show they have negative health impacts. In 2010, we reported, meaning Natural News, on a study that found 3 approved GMO crops were linked to organ damage, and all 3 were manufactured by Monsanto. In 2013, we reported that GMO multi-toxin crops were continuing to backfire as more insects were becoming resistant to crop chemicals. The same year, we reported, Natural News, that the European Food and Safety Authority issued a report stating that GMOs in commercial use contain a hidden viral gene that appears to be unsafe for human consumption. So, we were talking before in the last hours how it's the slow kill method. So they've got all these different systems set up, and then I don't know what the final one will be, but they're definitely going.
Well, I think you've got Katie, I think you've hit a big avenue with mesothelioma. I mean, and the fact that the mainstream media is covering these lawsuits tells me that it's just part of a distraction program.
Yes. And I just got so tired of hearing them. It's been, 10, 15 years that you've been hearing this? And the Bar Association has just been having a field day. God knows how many companies have been put out of business. All the millions and hundreds of millions of money of dollars that has transferred hands because of these class action lawsuits. And now we find out that 60% of these tumors were actually caused by a virus that was accidentally put into the polio vaccines
for 8 years.
Yeah,
did you ever have a car accident that lasted 8 years?
Exactly. They didn't know. But the interesting thing here is that Google, this quickly removed the page. The CDC has quickly removed the page from their website since removed by Google, so you can view an image of the cache here. So they know, even years later when they're trying to have this exposed, they know they don't want this information out there. But
well, you know, what people have to learn, and for all the future activists out there and present activists as well, that when you go to these sites, and I've learned this the hard way, you have to make a screenshot or a copy and paste copy of what you've got. Mm-hmm. Because if they get a hit, you're going to come out with a part two, they're going to take it down.
Right.
When I was writing about the Ebola virus in the summer of 2014, I caught the CDC and their affiliated labs pulling web pages all the time. As soon as I would document something, it was gone the next day. And then I went back into the Wayback Machine and was able to retrieve some of them, and then they figured out a way around the Wayback Machine. So when we go there and we investigate these people, we have to make sure that we are making copies, because that evidence will disappear. We're dealing with criminals. You know, Katie, what a lot of people don't realize, they know the Federal Reserve is a private corporation given a government mandate to rob from us. Okay? But the EPA is a private corporation. The FDA is a private
CDC.
Corporation. The FCC. They all are. The CDC. They're all private corporations designed to put money in the elite's pockets at our expense, and this is why we're seeing all these tyrannical laws being passed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and these doctors that are bravely coming out and exposing this, good for him. That's why I thought this would be a great article to get out there, because I didn't hear anything about this.
You could be the next doctor to go 6 feet under, too.
Well, let's hope not.
We've covered that on this show extensively.
Yes, we have. We have. We've covered the dead doctors and why they're possibly dead, because they're using anything but Big Pharma. So, yeah.
You can't go against the Royal Palace.
And as the health world turns, I have a little bit of good news. We're going to finish up tonight. The Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine offers valuable training for both doctors and lay people. This is from Dr. Mercola's website. You can get this from his website or from my blog. But have you ever, it says, Dr. Mercola says, have you ever wondered where a doctor or even you can go to get some of the finest training in the world in integrative medicine? Dr. Lee Cowden is a longtime friend and served as one of my initial natural medicine mentors. He's a former interventional cardiologist who became disenchanted with conventional approaches and used his brilliant intellect to explore natural alternatives. This is what I love. He's been working with the Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine, ACIM, to develop the finest, most comprehensive, and cost-effective natural training program currently available. And I'm going to read through this, but if you click onto this article, this is open. You can join the association. A layman can join this association and learn about this, about integrative medicine. And that's what I'm trying to push with this show. Go out there and find the information that you want. I was thinking, okay, just offhand, I go to my health food store, Vitamin Cottage in the area, and they have classes every week. They'll have doctors come in or specialists come in and talk about vitamins or the importance of B vitamins. There's classes everywhere. You can contact your alternative doctor's office and see if they're doing any training. For laymen, just anyone who wants to come in and learn more. I know with my essential oils company, there are free classes all over the country that we as consultants put on to help educate the public. There are videos. There's, as long as we still have the internet, please, people, go out. If you have a medical issue, I always encourage people to go out and dive in and look. Get yourself armed with information so that when you do, if you have to walk into a doctor's office, you ask questions. You want to know, you know, I put something on my blog last week. It said, we don't ask enough questions. When we go to have our car fixed, we want to know what we're paying for. When we buy a house, we ask a myriad of questions about the structure of the house and this and that. Why is it that we have this mental paralysis when we walk into a doctor's office and we don't ask a single question? We just take the pill and we do not pursue anything further. Ask what it is, what it does, what it doesn't do. Is there an alternative to what he's offering you? So open your mind, do your research, and get moving on all this. But it's this
exactly.
this article, it's I don't have time to read the rest of it. Go
yeah,
to
Katie,
my site.
we gotta change gears.
We do.
We gotta talk to our audience about something here. I'll go ahead. I'm just gonna let you explain it.
Okay.
And I may have to finish it on the other side of the break.
Okay. I think we have a little bit of time. Again, my focus is getting people out there, getting people educated. But everyone who has listened to this show for any length of time knows that I encourage people to be their own physicians as best they can and use the tools God's made available to do so. And I'll tell you one thing. I am heartened when I hear people tell me how listening to this show helped them understand they have the power to be their own best health advocate. So they did a little digging on some health issues and were able to make positive changes in their health. Love that. Bingo. And there are many remedies out there to address everyday health concerns, and one of those remedies is essential oils. They have a host of beneficial properties and work synergistically with the human body to support and instigate natural healing. So another thing listeners to the show will know is that I'm an independent contractor with an essential oils company and a long-term food storage company. And this is how I'm allowed to stay on the air providing you with this weekly health report. My passion is self-reliance, people, and you know that. I love that. And my time is spent working on the information you hear on this show each week and providing the best possible products to hear to help the listeners prepare for such situations where you would need to be self-reliant in dealing with your health or your food storage. So, here's the deal. When you contact me about either of the services I provide, I try to create a relationship with you. I provide links, information, I help guide you through the process, and your loyalty from the first email or phone call that we have to your first purchase and experience with these services and products, and only through me directly, is how I'm able to continue on the air sharing this health report with you. So I do my best to keep up with the demand, and it's exciting to see many people waking up. It really is. I'm getting so much feedback and stepping up to be self-reliant. So I ask you to hang in there. I'll get back with you as soon as I can. But remember the process. I want to create relationship with you all the way through. I want to know how this is working for you when you get these products from me. I want that relationship. I also want feedback. I love testimonies. So this is going to be an ongoing relationship we have, and I want to welcome you to that. So when you call, please leave a date and a phone number so I can contact you. A lot of times people don't leave phone numbers and my phone doesn't pick it up. Call me, please, tomorrow, starting tomorrow, 720-630-3111, and let's get you started on building your home medicine cabinet or your food storage. 720-630-3111. And that is my health report for tonight.
You know, I'm going to add one thing as an addendum footnote here, is that if you don't stay with Katie all the way through and she's guided you and counseled you and helped you with your choices, then someone else is making that commission, and that's not right. And it's something that I don't feel good about, because I bring Katie on to provide a service, as I do all our guests. I bring on guests that I think have things to add to what we need to know or what we need to be doing, and I can't be a party to something that doesn't reward Katie for her good faith. So that's why we ask you to be loyal to her all the way through the process. Anyway, we're going to step aside for our break. Thanks, Katie, for telling us this and bringing us this great health report, and we'll be back in just a moment with my friend Ted Brewer. Independence, independence, independence. I mean, I preach it all the time. The guests we have on this show preach it all the time. And we're encouraging America to become self-sufficient with their food supply. And we're also going to do a show, too, about how to hide your food. Because you have it out in the open, someone's going to come get it. So you have to get the food first. And you want the food to be reasonable. You want it to taste good. It's got to be something that the kids will want to eat without causing a ruckus in a time of crisis. That's not what you need. So I would encourage you to visit foodforliberty.com/Hodges, foodforliberty.com/Hodges. And again, I'd encourage you to visit redlistnews.com to listen to Jim White and my daily news updates. It's really gaining in popularity. In fact, it's kind of surprised me how fast it's growing. Before It's News is preparing software to pick it up, and they're going to be promoting that news segment big time, and we're also reaching out and forming other partnerships connected to it. So it's going to grow exponentially. And again, as we prepare for the demise of our economy, there's no coming back from a $1.5 quadrillion derivatives debt. We could balance the budget and pay some down until the year 2500, and we couldn't pay that debt off. This is over, folks. I mean, we are going to have a reset, and you're going to want to have something on hand that will be valued and you can use as a medium of exchange when the reset comes and in the aftermath of the reset and when the reset's in place. You need precious metals. My friend Steve Quayle, who's on the show in 2 weeks, is the ideal place to go, because I put my money where my mouth is. I patronize many of my sponsors. 406-586-4842. Give Steve a call tomorrow morning to discuss how you can best arm yourself. And if you're leaving your money in the bank and you're going to leave 100% of it there, don't tell us that we didn't try to warn you. Again, Steve Quayle's number to call tomorrow for Renaissance Precious Metals is 406-586-4842. Well, we're officially in our last segment of the show, but certainly I think by no less the intriguing. And this will be very, very intriguing, very interesting. Earlier today, I was on Ted Brewer's initial show. It's kickoff, first half hour. Greatly appreciate it. He thought enough of me to have me on for that. And we talked about some health issues, and I want to give Ted a real quick plug here before we jump into this. He's got a great website at healthmasters.com, and this is an unsolicited ad on my part, because as many of you know who listen to the show on a weekly basis, back in June, I was hobbled. I had a torn MCL, was told you're probably too old to have corrective surgery, and this is the way it's going to be, so you can just kind of rehab it. Well, Ted hooked me up with supplements and products and pills and all kinds of stuff. I can't even remember the names of everything that I take, except I know by the fifth day my pain was gone, and within 7 to 8 days I was jogging again, I was working out, and I haven't had any reoccurrence of the pain. Knock on wood. See right there, I'm knocking on wood. But I haven't had any reoccurrence, thanks to my friend Ted Brewer. So on that note, I should say, let's bring Ted on. Hi, Ted. Thanks for joining us.
Dave, thanks so much for that plug. I really appreciate that. Our website's healthmasters.com.
That's right.
That's healthmasters.com. In fact, if you go on the front page of the website, it'll say the Dave Hodges Joint Protocol. So if you're having joint issues,
I'm making medical history, Ted. Okay,
but
my friend. Well,
earlier tonight, Dave, I gave about eight things I wanted to cover with you in the next
exactly.
30 minutes. Unless you
Let's
want to
get
change.
To it.
Yeah,
Let's
if you want to change,
it.
If you get in, the, if I get in the middle of this, and you want to add something or make some changes, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to modify according to what you want. But one thing people need to realize right now, I've worked with thousands and thousands of patients on an individual basis, helping them to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar. I've had folks come into my office before with a grocery bag full of drugs. I'm not talking about vitamins. I'm talking like 25 different prescription drugs, and I would immediately tell them, look, I'm not licensed to tell you to stop taking these drugs, but what I will do is this. You need to go back to your doctor and find out which of these drugs he can get you off of immediately, and if he's not willing to help you get off of them with lifestyle changes, you need to change doctors. And that's one of the first things I always told them. You need to have a health-minded doctor. If you don't have that, you simply don't need to be working with that person. If they don't want to spend time with you, take time with you and speak with you and talk with you, and all they want is give you drugs, don't do it. Now, here's one of the big things that is a big pet peeve of mine, because I saw children as young as 2 years of age put on ADD drugs like Ritalin and Adderall back when I was in practice, and I couldn't believe it. But I just got this article in, and it said hundreds of thousands of babies are now on antidepressant drugs and psychotropic drugs. And here are the numbers. An analysis shows that over 274,000 infants, this is zero age, birth age to 1 year old, so we're talking 4, 5, 6, 7 month old babies, and over some 370,000 toddlers, 1 to 3 years of age in the U.S., were on anti-anxiety drugs like Xanax and antidepressants such as Prozac. The report also found over 1,400 infants were on ADHD drugs. I mean, this is insanity. We have hundreds of thousands of children, almost 600,000, almost 700,000 children, Dave, that are on these types of drugs, that are Schedule II drugs, some of them in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol, and we think this is okay. Well, I've got a newsflash for everybody listening. This is not okay. And what's happening is these children, in many cases, are being so damaged by all these immunizations that they're being given that they're acting absolutely nuts, I guess, when they're real small. They can't be controlled or don't want to be controlled. The parents don't have the skill set to control them, and they're drugging them from birth up. Now, I don't know if that's okay with anybody listening, but that's certainly not okay with me. The safe amount of aluminum that you can take into your body at any point in time is 250 micrograms. And with children, with the vaccine schedules they're on right now, the first shot they get, the hepatitis B shot, has 250 micrograms of aluminum in the first shot when they're 1 day old. And by the 18th month, they've had almost 5,000 micrograms of aluminum delivered directly into their body, directly into their bloodstream, which ends up directly going to their brain and definitely affects cognitive function, Dave. And I cannot believe this is happening at this level. But again, this is all part of the New World agenda to start people as infants on drugs, keep them on drugs all the way through until they die. Because remember, we talked about this earlier on my show, people don't get this. The New World Order people, these Luciferian, Kabbalists, Frankists, Sabbateans that are doing this, these people think that we're cattle, that we're just basically goyim, and that that's all we are to them, is that we're just livestock to be traded and slaughtered, and they don't see any redeeming value in us. They even think they have different DNA than we do. And these people are actually out there and doing this to us because they don't think we're humans, to be honest with you, Dave. They don't think that there's any repercussions of doing this to us. And they think it's okay because it's all about the profit margin, Dave. What do you think about all this?
Well, I think you're exactly right. In fact, actually, I had someone send me a document from back east where a hospital had written a letter to a parent. And they effectively admitted that they were allowed to medically kidnap to impose treatment of their choice of medications. So, yeah, they want to own us from the womb to the tomb, and they're going to exact their profits to the day we die.
You know what's funny? A couple of years ago, I was reading the Financial Times, and they had a whole article in there about cancer drugs. And they said what the goal of the pharmaceutical corporations was, and I quote this on my website. If you go to healthmasters.com, I've got a whole article I had written on this particular news story that I had seen in the Financial Times. It said it's the fiduciary responsibility of the drug companies to sell as many drugs as they possibly can to maximize profits for the stockholders. And what they were trying to do is develop a cancer drug that would allow you to keep cancer for years, if not decades, like diabetes and insulin, so they could keep you on the drug indefinitely for the rest of your life to maximize their profits and their revenues. That's what you are to these people. They don't care about you. They don't care about your health. They brainwash most medical doctors who don't receive any additional training after high school. After medical school. And they basically have a situation in which these medical doctors are being given this continuing education information from the drug companies themselves, and these doctors are just being brainwashed that these drugs are the only alternative they have as far as treating any types of disease. Here's another article. This is an interesting one. It says saturated fats help to avoid diabetes. And we've been told over and over and over again not to use saturated fats. But now it's saying that saturated fats actually help to stabilize blood sugar by slowing down the digestion process, and that butter may actually reduce your diabetes risks. It said the study included nearly 27,000 people between the ages of 45 to 74 who were followed for 14 years who ate 8 portions of full-fat dairy products a day, and they cut their risks of diabetes by almost 25%. I remember when Doug Hagman called me up back in January and told me his blood sugar was over 400. We told him, we said, look, Doug, you have to be eating a little bit of fat with every single meal. You've got to slow up the absorption of the food that you're eating. It slows down the digestion process. And so I put him on a little bit of cod liver oil, like a capsule or two of cod liver oil with each meal, and it massively changed his entire diabetes profile. And he actually went to the doctor just a few weeks ago, and his blood sugar has dropped from over 400 down to 100 as normal, and his doctor has now told him he no longer is an adult onset diabetic. And if you go to the healthmasters.com website again, there's another protocol on there, too. It says the Doug Hagman blood sugar protocol. Because here's why I'm saying all this to everybody listening tonight. I want everybody to realize that there is an alternative to this. You don't have to give a child 5,000 micrograms of aluminum by the time they're 18 months of age. You don't have to put a child on Ritalin or Adderall as an infant because you can't control them from the side effects of the vaccines. You have what's called an encephalitic scream with a lot of toddlers that are in the 18-month vaccination stage, in which their body has become so toxic because they're having a cytokine storm in their body that their back will actually arch, their neck will get tight, and they'll start screaming for up to 18 hours, Dave, because of brain inflammation. And it's directly linked to the vaccines. And the craziest thing about this is the doctors know this, but yet they continue to do it because, again, when you go to your doctor with your healthy child for their healthy baby checkup, they constantly get charge you for that, and they give them additional vaccines, and that's one of their revenue sources. Now, here's another study, Dave, that was just released, and it says that more people are developing dementia, senile dementia, Alzheimer's, earlier and earlier, and the death rates are soaring. It says more people are developing dementia over the last 2 decades, and an increasing number of people are dying from it, according to the new research. Research has found that people are developing dementia a decade earlier than they were 20 years ago, possibly due to factors such as pollution and insecticides, as reported by the Columbus Dispatch. Well, I'm here to tell you the reason this is happening. It goes back to the neurological damage that's being done by the geoengineering that's taking place in the absorption of aluminum directly into the nasal cavity, directly into the brain, into the olfaction system. And also it's because just 3 flu shots in a row increase the risks of senile dementia, Dave, by up to 50%. And people are getting flu shots now because because they're being bombarded with this information that they need to be getting flu shots on an ongoing basis every single year, sometimes twice a year, including pregnant women. And there's all that aluminum in the flu shots, and it also contains, in a multivial shot, it still contains thimerosal, it still contains mercury, which is a neurotoxin, and it cannot not affect the brain and the mind. And we have to learn that we've got to start asking questions about these vaccines. We need to realize that nobody's going to force you to take a vaccine. You don't have to do that, at least not yet. We don't have medical martial law yet. Now, I personally think that's coming, that sooner or later you have to basically stand your ground and not let them shoot you up with who knows what. But at this point in time, you don't have to do that unless you want to put your children, of course, into the school system in California or have certain jobs in California. Now you're required to be vaccinated with certain types of vaccines for the children and if you have certain medical positions and jobs in California.
You know,
which to me is completely unconstitutional, Dave.
Ted, I asked Pat Wood last hour, I said, is there a single thing we can point to where we could have some kind of massive civil disobedience that would get attention? I think this isn't a universal answer, and I think Pat's right about that. But I think this is a Boston Tea Party issue. And I'm not saying we should take the vaccines and throw them overboard, although that wouldn't be a bad idea. But what I think we ought to be doing is saying no and hell no. I mean, if enough of us did this, what are they going to do? Build a fence around the country and call it prison?
Well, they won't even build a fence around the country to keep the illegals out. I don't think they're going to be building a fence to keep us in. I don't know, Dave. You know, it's interesting because, you know, it's crazy to me. I've got a friend of mine who has, his name is Jürgen Klum, and he owns Yalaha Bakery here in Central Florida. It's a German bakery. He's a German immigrant. And a brilliant man. Speaks like five languages, and he's like 62, 63 years old. Good friend of mine. And he says that friends from him, right, for his friends and family in Germany are now calling him trying to come to the United States because they're all scared to death of all the Syrians that are coming over. Of course, these people are unvaccinated. These people are probably carrying weapons. These people are coming across open borders. They're trying to stop them now in Hungary and in Austria. But the people in Germany are about to lynch Angela Merkel, which I probably think they probably should at this point. And this is nuts. They're promising them 250 euros per child they bring in, plus free housing if they come to Germany. And I don't know what to say, because the last time I was in Germany was about a year and a half ago. The Muslim population in Germany is already so large that it's hard to find Germans. In fact, I was watching a show just the other night on BMW and on one of those How It's Made shows, and they were talking about how they make the BMW different cars and how they were bringing people out of retirement because they don't have enough people to work in the factories to build BMWs because so many people have retired and they can't find enough people that are trained to get back into the factories and continuing to build the high-quality automobiles that Germany's known for because the immigrants can't do it. And so now they're having to bring people out of retirement in the BMW factories, Dave, to continue to allow the high-quality merchandise to be manufactured and shipped around the world. Now, see, and this is what's happening. We're losing our culture. They're taking away the United States. They're taking it through all the immigrant from South America and from Africa. Now we're bringing in Syrians. And pretty soon we're going to have mosques all over the United States. And we're going to have a war. It's going to be a horrible mess with the Muslims versus the Christians. And they know this is going to happen. They know what's going to happen. They know sooner or later the Christians are going to have enough. The Muslims are going to have enough. We're going to be tired of living in fear with this doggone nonsense going on with ISIS and ISIL and all the things that Al-Qaeda, which is all a CIA mess anyhow. We all know that now. And all they're trying to do is foment another world war and have some false flag event happen that they're probably going to do, of course, and they're going to blame it on these immigrants. Now they're going to declare martial law. And, of course, we all know that's the scenario. That's why you need to be calling up Steve Quayle, getting precious metals from Steve. Go to Dave's. What's the name of the company you have for the foods, Dave?
Foodforliberty.com/Hodges.
Go again, and, you know, support Katie, support Food for Liberty, you know, support Health Master, support Dave, and just realize that we're all out here on the front line. I mean, you know, a few weeks ago, I actually broke a story with Nagalace and a whole bunch of stuff with doctors are being killed all over the country. I personally didn't want to do that. I didn't want to get involved in that, but I knew it was the right thing to do, and I had to tell you guys what was going on and how they were covering up cures for autism, cures for cancer, cures for heart disease, cures for diabetes, and these doctors had discovered this, and we did a whole show on that, and I did a whole 3-hour show with it on Hagmann's. And the thing about it is that Dave and I, you know, we're kind of out here now. I guess we're on everybody's list that has a list. These are not the happy list.
Hence the name, the Red List News. Yes, you're right. We are on the list. You know, so we left off one vendor here, and I wanted to make sure that we mentioned this because we had him on the first hour, and he is terrific, well-known for many things, but among which is night vision goggles, and that's Bob Griswold, and his number is 1-800-627-3809. And he was the first hour guest. And, yeah, you're right, Ted. These are people that we need to be doing our business with, not going to Walmart to pay overpriced for Chinese slave labor for what we should be getting for ourselves from our friends.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, at Health Masters, we manufacture the highest quality supplements in the world. I know Katie carries some of the best essential oils in the world. And you need to be supporting the people that are on Dave's show, Steve Quayle, Night Vision, for Stillwell Food. And realize this, you know, we're not out here because we really want to be. We have a calling to do this. At least those of us who are involved in this, who are legitimate and who are doing it because we really believe that's God's will for our life to be doing this right now in our time of our life. I mean, I'm 60 years old. I don't particularly want to be involved in any of this. I just shouldn't be in a retirement villa somewhere hanging out with my kids and grandkids. Not this. But we realize that we have to get this information out because it's the truth, and the truth will set a lot of people free if they're willing to listen. Okay, let's go back to the heart real quick. This is one of the best articles I've ever used and ever read. I had more response on this on the Hagman Show last month. I did a whole bunch on this particular article. If you want to go back and listen to it on the Hagman Show, it's on the power of the heart. The heart is the first organ to form in the body. It is the organizing factor for physical formation. Even it actually develops before brain formation does. The heart contains extensive brain-like neural matter and has been recently classified as a gland, according to this author, because it produces its own hormones. The heart not only puts out its own balancing and regulatory hormones, but it also instantaneously communicates electromagnetic and chemical information to the rest of the body and to the other bodies near to it, up to 12 feet away. It goes on to say, its rhythm and pulse can entrain all of the body's rhythms and cycles into coherent harmony and communicate many other types of vital information as well. Each person's EKP pattern is as unique as their fingerprint. Their wave variations in each heart print contain information about the different organ systems and rhythms in the body. When two people touch, the heart wave of one can be seen registering in the brain wave of the other. Now, get this, Dave. This is incredible. The heart's electrical field is about 60 times greater in amplitude than the electrical activity generated by the brain. The magnetic field produced by the heart is more than 5,000 times greater in strength than the field generated by the brain. The electromagnetic energy of the heart not only envelops every cell of the human body, but extends out in all directions up to 10 feet around us. Our cardiac field can touch those of 8 to 10 feet when we are positioned around them in a circle or whatever we want to be in. One person's heart signal can affect another person's brain waves, and heart-brain synchronization can occur between two people when they interact, especially between a mother when she is pregnant with her child. When a mother both consciously and subconsciously wants to be pregnant and welcomes her baby, the child thrives. When a mother doesn't want to have the baby, in many cases this child will actually be spontaneously aborted, or the child will wake up with all, or will be born with different psychological issues. When considering having children, making a thoughtful, heartful, integrated decision is important for the overall well-being of a child. The power of love is more than emotion. It's electromagnetic phenomenon. When someone is coming to you from a place of love, it feels different than when someone is coming to you from a place of indifference or dislike. The energetic current transmitted from one person to another varies with their state of heart. Being received with love day after day is incredibly nourishing for the soul. The pain of isolation can also affect the heart. The power of heartfelt communities as our hearts influence our brains. Imagine the impact of sitting in a circle of a healing community. Resolving conflict. This whole article goes on and on. We don't have time to talk about any more of it tonight. But what it's saying is your heart is super important. I called you earlier today and we were talking this afternoon. And I said to you, I said, Dave, don't you just feel that something's not right now? I mean, for the last 6 weeks, I felt something's not right with the whole world, with the whole economy, as if something's like a foreboding sense. And you said, yes, I feel it too. And a lot of that is because of the synchronicity that develops between people. Now they're doing research on long distances, and they're finding that they can actually have synchronous heart rates and brain rhythms from distances. And what's interesting about this, Dave, is we are all feeling this as Christians. We all know something's up. And even if you're not a Christian and you're a patriot and not a Christian, which is kind of hard to be that way, but a lot of people may be that way, you still realize that something's not right. And you know, we've got all of this stuff happening with the Shemitahs, with the full blood moons, with the jade helmet. All of these things are going on now with the stock market plummeting, you know, back in July. And we're seeing all of this crazy stuff that's been happening. And we need to understand that, as you said earlier, Dave, we need to start making preparations because we don't know how much time we have left between now and whenever these Luciferians who are running the planet decide to pull the plug or start a false flag.
You know, Ted, it's my position that it's 1 minute after midnight and the collapse is underway, the takeover. I'm writing an article tomorrow that talks about how I believe the UN is taking over Jade Helm for occupation purposes, and the video evidence is overwhelming. So it started. It started. We need to be prepared right now to weather the storm that's coming. No guarantee of success for everybody, but we need to increase our odds.
Well, that's right. Now, this coming week, I'm going to be on with Doug Hagman on Friday night. This Friday night, I'll be on with Doug for 3 hours.
Yeah, what time does that show start again? Let's go ahead and put that out.
8 to 11 this coming Friday night. I'll be on for 3 full hours.
I thought he was
going on. Yes, and on this Friday night, I'll be covering. I've got like 40 topics to cover. And you guys already get a glimpse of how quick I talk.
Let me backtrack. Let me backtrack here, though. I thought he came on at 7 o'clock Eastern now.
You know what? I'm glad you're here. You're absolutely right. They changed the time. It's from 7 o'clock.
I just want to make sure that, yeah, people don't go and say, well, I missed an hour of the show, darn it. So, yeah, I think when he made the switch over to Global Star Satellite that we're also on, I think he went to 7 o'clock Eastern.
You're absolutely I'll be covering about 40 different topics. And I'll be covering, well, probably 20, because I won't have time to get through all of them. But I will be covering the top 40 pieces of fakery in our world and what's going on and how everything we've been told is pretty much a lie. And for those of you who are patriots and you've been with Dave or with Doug, a lot of this stuff will be concise for you, so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. A lot of it will probably be new information. But the thing about it is, Dave, it's time for everybody to wake up. It's time for everybody to get out of their slumber. It's time for everybody to get off the fluoride, pull the IVs of fluoride out of their arm and say, we don't want to do this anymore. I've gotten so strict, I won't even drink ice or water in restaurants if they're using city or tap water, because I don't want the fluoride in my body, because it's simply that poisonous, Dave.
I know, and people may have noticed, hey, gee, Dave's going on, or Doug's going on Dave's show next week, because Doug Hagman will be on. You're going on Doug's show. You're on my show. I was on yours. Can't we get any other guests? Folks, we're doing this for a reason. Yeah. We are in the danger zone right now. This is the stuff I've been talking about for 8.5 years since I've been on radio. We are in the danger zone now. Things are happening as we speak.
That's exactly right, because these secret societies, these black magic people, these folks that carry these symbols around, they're actually running the planet right now. That's why you're seeing all these all-seeing eyes and these symbols of pyramids and 666 and the rings of Saturn and all these inverted pentagrams. That's why they're wanting to get rid of the Confederate flag, because these are symbols. And these symbols dig deep into the right brain, into the unconscious brain, and they have a lot more meaning than what we realize that or what we would give to them. But before looking at the evidence of the elite using black magic, it's worthwhile remembering and defining this aspect of Satanism is the inversion of everything. Henry McCall talks about that. Black is white, bad is good, wrong is right. This is why the inverted pentagram is such a popular satanic symbol. Then you can look at Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, other secret societies, and all of their sexual rituals. You know, this crazy stuff that goes on at Skull and Bones. Then you can look at what happened with Kubrick and that movie he wrote, that movie he did, The Eyes Wide Shut, and the secret elite rituals of sex and sacrifice. Now, what we have here, and you can, Russ Dizdar, he's real good about this too. Black magic at its core is really about the demonic possession. Since the world is made of energy, not matter, since energy moves in waves, which have frequencies, the satanic rituals are designed to entrain the energetic biofrequencies of the participants with that of other dark entities. So there is a vibrational match. We could do a whole show on this if you want, Dave. Once there's a frequency resonance or lock, an exchange can take place of energy, intent, or information from one being into the other dimension. And this is what's going on with all of these missing children, these millions of children have gone missing and never be found again, and they're being taken into underground facilities. Doug Hagman talked about it in detail. A lot of them are being sacrificed. A lot of them are being sold into sex slavery. The craziest thing is this, all this stuff is connected to the Sabbatean Frankist Kabbalists who run the Federal Reserve System and who are basically pulling a lot of the strings in the Western economies as to what's going on. And as soon as you wake up and realize that, you can avoid a lot of this. I've got another thing called the 10 popular mind control techniques used today, and we'll cover
it
real quickly.
Got to be quick, Ted. We got about 2 minutes.
Okay, we'll do this on the next show with you. We'll talk about the 10.
Yeah, I do want to hit it, but yeah, it's not like you're not going to be back, Lord willing. In fact, I invited Steve Quayle to come on the 27th, and he wrote back and gave what I thought would be the typical yes, and he said, yes, Lord willing. Yeah. Folks, we're in that time. I'm telling you right now that there's a reason why we are bombarding the listening audience with preparation people, whether it's Know Your Enemy, Essential Oils for Health, Health Masters for Daily Health, whatever it is, night vision goggles, we are telling you, we are there. You don't have much time. The stores are going to be cleared out, and we're going to have foreign troops on our streets. There's just no question about this. I mean, we've talked enough, Ted. I know you know I'm not overreacting, but I'm tired of the labels. Oh, Hodges and Hagman, they're a bunch of fear mongers. You get that too, I'm sure.
Well, the thing that I do is a little differently. Almost everything that I talk about, I have scientific research to back it, or I get results like I did with Doug with the blood sugar, you with the joints. And so people can't say a whole lot because when they start using our products, they get the results. But what I try to do this is I tell everybody, this is very simple. We're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, according to the Bible in the book of Timothy. And we have to realize that God is greater than anything that's going to happen to us. And the end result is that death has no victory over us anymore because we're saved by the blood of the Lamb. And that Jesus Christ, when he comes into your heart, he changes you and you get saved for all eternity. So it doesn't make any difference when they do this physical body and this hologram that we live in. But the reality is, while we're in this hologram, we have to deal with the day-to-day consequences of our actions and what these nightmare people are doing. And the reality is, we just have to take authority over it and realize that we can change this existence on this planet anytime we choose to do it, but we have to take action. That means we have to wake up and stop slumbering and stop watching the idiot box. And a lot of people are watching the Miss America pageant and not like that's important, and you rather than listening to your show. And it's sad, Dave, because the reality is, until we wake up and we start getting serious, it's not going to change, except for the worse.
Well, we got to scoot, my friend. Very well said. I appreciate you coming on. We know it's not going to be the last time unless that's forced on us. Thanks so much for joining us, Ted. And again, his website is healthmasters.com. Take care, Ted.
You're welcome, Dave.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back next week, as I have said repeatedly, with our special guest, Doug Hagman, followed by Steve Quayle. Reason we're doing this is these guys are at the pinnacle of knowledge. They know what's happening. They have their finger on the pulse. And we are in that time. And pay particular attention in the next 10 days to what the Pope's going to do. He scares the heck out of me. In the meantime, you got to enjoy your life one day at a time. Go out and have a great week, everybody. We'll see you back here next Sunday. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.